Good morning from the Bishop of Avon.
Good morning.
Good morning,
this
Rick.
This is take number
25.
25, because the last take I rubbed my headset against the popper, which made while I was turning watching the cat, and I was laughing while you're doing your intro.
Yes.
And so this is another retake.
And I was just about done the intro too.
We've gotten well into this podcast, and it's just gone sideways. So I don't know. You want to do your Banks of the Avon thing now, or what do you want to do?
Let's just go to contact information.
Okay. All right. You're going to go to contact?
If you want to reach us, you can find us on Facebook. We're Blockship Rebranded. You can email Rebecca at rsepergroup.com or Rick at rsepergroup.com. And now, here's Rick once again.
From the Banks of the Avon, the exasperated Rebecca, who's now turning it over to the idiot boy who wants to rub his headset up against the popper and make a really loud, ridiculous noise in the middle of her speaking. That was rude.
That was very rude.
It was. I'm so sorry.
You should be.
Yeah. Will I ever be forgiven?
We'll have to work on that.
So will we blame the cat? Because it was JJ and Skittles that I was watching playing with a bullet. And no, people, it's not a real bullet. It's a Nerf bullet. But they were playing with a bullet. And so I'm watching. And then I turned my head and it was too close to the mic. And so I take the full blame for that. But I think we need to forgive the kittens for just being kittens. What do you think?
They're just being kittens.
Yeah, they're just being kittens.
Yeah.
So what are we going to talk about today?
I don't know.
The authenticity of who we are.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, my word, yes. We have talked about this a little bit in the past, but who we are. And so I want to throw on just for a few seconds a song by Trace Adkins. And Songs About Me. And I want you to listen to the first few words of this song, folks. Sitting on a red eye. Right. And the guy looks over and says, tell me about you. And this is one of these things that it's going to sound weird when I say it, but when people say, tell me about you, Rick, I go, where do I start? Where do I end? What do I say? Which education, which life path, which, truck driving, huge part of my life, trucking around North America. I love it. Running heavy equipment. Love doing that. All kinds of things about what I do. Machinist, millerate, those papers, man, wouldn't want to give them up. Right? All the different parts of me. And of course, the degrees from Waterloo and the degrees from Windsor. Wouldn't want to give any of those up. So again, I'm not sure where to begin. So, you know what? So just listen to this for a second here, folks. Songs About Me by Trace Adkins. And that idea, songs about me and who I am, right? That idea, songs about me and who I am, that's where I come from. And so if I was going to start to sing, man, I might sing about sailing. I might sing about, sitting on my hoe. And I'm not talking about hoe as in the way you guys are thinking about it. I'm talking about my excavator. Right. I like to be on my mini hoe. I like to be, and again, get your head out of the gutter, folks. We're not talking about that kind of hoe. But, I have a shirt that Sherry had made for me that, when I'm not on my hoe, I'm thinking about my hoe. When I'm not thinking about my hoe, I'm on my hoe. And it says that across the back of my shirt. I love it because, again, that's part of who I am. So who are you? And so In the house today, we have a guest who we're going to do a podcast here for next week. We're going to be talking about respect and cultural respect and where that comes from and what's helped to define her journey in life. And so it's about the recreation of who we think we are versus who we actually are. And so when I look around at my world, what do I see? I see versions of what it is that is me, right? I see versions of what it is to be me. That's what I see. And so when I evolve, when I grow, what am I? Who am I? And I mean that sincerely. Who am I? Rebecca, who am I? Besides the person who writes the checks, who am I?
You're Rick.
Oh, but what's that mean?
You're a self-motivator. A hard worker.
Kind of funny because we were having a big, long conversation about this before, about self-motivation and what is self-motivation. What is it that makes this rock? What is it that makes this the thing that it should be? And yeah, self-motivation. But am I? Am I always self-motivated?
I think so. Oh, no, I'm not.
Okay. All right. Okay. Can you do me a favor? Can you light up the other microphone? And I'm gonna ask a question of our esteemed guest over there. What are you? First of all, who are you?
Still finding that out. Funnily enough.
Okay, but do we have a name that we can throw out for people? Because they're going to go, who the hell's that
voice?
Hi,
I'm Sabrina.
All right. Okay. So Sabrina, we're going to tell you right off the bat, is her, the voice that she wanted to put with that name. And so that is not her actual first name. But Sabrina is going to work because, again, this is an evolution of development of who is she? And so who do you think you are today?
So today I just realized that I am not a self-motivator. We had a long conversation about it and it blew my mind because it's true. It's a little hard for me to accept it because there are times that I'm like, oh, maybe I am. Maybe that's not true. But it is true. To be very blunt and it's true.
All right, so we'll come back to Sabrina towards the end of this podcast, and so if you can do me a favor, and Rebecca, when you say you're not a self-motivator, again, what do you mean by that? Like trying to actually put context to those words.
I like to be able to know what's expected of me and to be more or less directed by others on what to do.
Makes life easy.
It does.
Okay. So now there's going to be people out there who are going to be saying, well, what's this all mean, Rick? What's it mean? When we are authentic about who we are, when we understand who we are, right? As a self-motivator, right? Like I am not somebody who likes working for other people, quite frankly. Somebody said to me when I was a very young kid, and all the different things I want to do. And they said, you should go in the military. And I said, I was self-aware enough at that time to say, I really don't think I would make it out of jail because I would be in jail every single day that I was in the service because I would have a really, really hard time saluting somebody who I found to be inept. Somebody who's not good at their job, by my opinion. And part of my opinion is the fact that, again, I truly, and I'm going to come back to Rebecca here for a second. So we've been renovating the heck out of all of this stuff, right? Trying to get this property on the market and trying to get it so we can get up there and snatch up a property that we've got our eyes on up in Huron County so we can build a bit of a day retreat. And so in all of that, right, wanting to do that, wanting to make that all those financial things roll around, okay, so doing that. Okay, so Rebecca, how much do you see me sit?
You hardly ever sit.
Okay, so we'll have a movie on.
And you'll still be working through the movie.
We got a show on.
You'll still be working through the show.
All right, so So is that psychotic? And some people are going to go, that's crazy. Okay, but you cannot get things done. And if you are truly a driven human being, there's going to be people listening to this going, uh-huh, yeah, that's me. Because that, those are the people who are out there building businesses. Those are the people who are out there doing things. And there's all kinds of people who think that they're self-motivated and they're this and they're that. What they are lots of times is directed motivation. So if you give them a list, if you give them a list of tasks and you say, do A through C, and there's E and F there, they will do A through C and they will not do E and F. Because they were directed, here's your list of five things, and the person may assume that you're going to do the five, but you said only A through F or A through C. E and F you didn't say, so therefore they won't do. And lots of times I sit down with people from management. I see people from some rather large corporations as clients. And I see people who are, you know, 18 years of age trying to figure out what path they go down. I see people from all different walks of life. And when I sit down with these people, one of the most important things is to understand. If you write down on a resume, if you start applying for jobs, you may get the job and then you may lose the job because you are not self-motivated. Because what you are is you're somebody who you're motivated to get done exactly what you are asked to do, and you will avoid everything else. And again, that doesn't make you lazy. I will at times call it lazy, but it actually doesn't make you lazy. What it makes you is somebody who truly needs to get in touch with themselves and understand this is who and what I am. And so what am I? What's Rick? So I sit here, folks, man, I sat in lots of ambulances. I've been told lots of things about my health. I've been told lots of things when I've been in school for different professions. I have truly had lots and lots of different things that I can sit here and talk about. But the one thing that I have always been driven by, as long as I can remember, is trying to make a difference in people's worlds. And so if I was trucking and they said, hey, this freight's got to get from here to, you know, El Paso, Texas, and it's got to be there in an unrealistic amount of time because there's a crew waiting to unload this, come hell or high water, that freight got there. And that's literally the way I have ran my entire life. You know, when I got hurt, I would get, you know, crushed bones. I would get, you know, dislocated bones. I would get, you know, cracked vertebrae. I got all kinds of things going on. But when I faced those things, each and every time when I faced those things, what did I do? I went, okay, what can I get done? And that is the difference between who I am. So people say, how have you accomplished all the things that you've done? Is that when I see an obstacle, I don't sit there. I have cried. I have curled up in a ball. I have gone, what the hell? I've gone through lots of relationships, lots of marriages. I've had my fair share of ups and downs, folks. So please don't think that this is me saying or doing anything other than going, realistically, when you know yourself, you can truly find happiness. So again, I have vets from the Canadian Forces that I see, from all branches of the Canadian Forces, and I see OPP officers, I see regional cops, I see all kinds of different first responders. And again, you want to find happiness. Some of those people are incredibly happy at their job. Some of those people aren't. And I would have never been happy in that type of strict hierarchical command structure of a military. I can help them. I can understand them. I can empathize. I can do all kinds of things with them. But the one thing I will never be able to do is find happiness in that structure. Me doing what I'm doing, me going down the pathways that I'm going, trying to create this future, this destiny for Black Sheep Rebranded and for the therapy business, the journey has been a single-minded journey of evolution of how do I get there? And it's not to say I don't take holidays, not to say that I don't do things. But typically what I'm doing is I'm always trying to make the use of my time to achieve the things that I want to achieve. There's other people that will just sit back and go, I'm not doing anything. I'm good. I'm good. I'm holding down this chair. That's about all I need to do today. Just y'all leave me alone. But realistically, who are you? Because when you understand who you are, man, oh man, does the world change for you. And when you start getting honest about the type of environment that you need to work in, the type of environment, my dad worked for Ontario Hydro for years. He retired as a power station operator to buy a trailer park, to run it for decades, to sell it, to retire again. What was the main driving force? He made great money working for Ontario Hydro. Power station operator, he was top of his game. But what did he want? He wanted to struggle financially, because that's what he did. He wanted the burden of not knowing for sure the financial stability of his world. And he wanted for sure to call his own shots because, again, even as a power station operator, there was people above him that would do things and he would go, well, that's just not the way I'm going to do it. So again, 100% self-motivated and self-driven. I have siblings who have gone down all kinds of different pathways of self-employment and employment. And the fact is, when you know who you are, you can then start to truly tap into. But you have to get honest. So I'm going to go back to Rebecca. So who are you? Who do you think you are?
I used to think I was a self-motivator. That's actually what I put down on several resumes, was that I'm a self-motivator. And I realized that I'm not.
So it's not that you shouldn't put down that you're self-motivated, because you do get dressed every day by yourself. You do things. You do. Mm-hmm. You are not truly a detached human being, because there are people who are that. But you have to understand your version of self-motivation. So write it down on a resume, but that doesn't mean anything. What does it mean? And so, what does it mean for you?
I think that's very true once, because like today we talked about self-motivation and there are so many things that I realized that in my head, I'm like, I need to do this. I need to make a list, right? I've made several lists. And after a week, I look at that list. It's still not crossed off. Why? The first thing is to blame someone.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've been doing that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
To blame someone. Oh, because of this XYZ person or because of the environment or whatever. So the first reason was always to blame the other person or the environment or anything that you possibly could to in your head to make yourself believe that, oh, I want to do this, but because of this, I can't do it. But when we put things into perspective in terms of motivation,
yeah,
like we talked about today, self-motivation,
yeah,
I realized it doesn't matter. You always find a way to get things done.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask both of you, can you guys believe, or what would you guys do? So back a number of years ago, and we're not going to post the photos of my fingerprint actually being cut off, because that was right to the bone, and people might not like the blood. But we can post a photo of my hand all wrapped up and maybe some of the healing, because I actually was making some cheese bread and I started in between some clients a few years ago and I took a knife and I actually sliced off literally my fingerprint right to the bone. And when I sliced off that fingerprint, while I was in the ambulance, I was rescheduling appointments for the rest of the day.
That's self-motivation, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys surprised?
No.
Not really, no.
Okay, so does that make me crazy? Or does that mean, you know?
No.
And so again, so let's get this clear, folks. So one of the reasons why I could do that is because I don't have great feeling in that hand. And I don't have great feeling because of a previous injury. And so because of the previous injury, yes, I knew what I had done. And yes, I saw my fingerprint laying on the cutting board. So I cut the flesh off and it was laying there. It was a nice, it was super sharp knife. It was a beautiful knife. And so, you know, it's there, but what did I do? I didn't let the situation or anybody else take control. I went, but just hold on here. I got to cancel some appointments for today. I got to reschedule them. And I remember sitting in traffic because it wasn't a lights on ambulance, right? And I remember sitting in traffic in downtown Stratford, and the paramedic's like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "I'm canceling appointments and rescheduling people." He's like, "What?" And I'm like, "No, seriously. What else do you want me to do?" I said, "So I lose my finger? I don't lose my finger. I still got to do stuff. I still got shit to do."
Wow.
It's not wow. But what that is again, an extreme version of, I got shit to do, folks. And so when people say, and I, just to be clear, will never write down I'm self-motivated. Why? Because my motivation will never be the motivation necessarily of somebody else. And so one of the things that people misunderstand in resumes and in everything else, and this is where this conversation started earlier today, folks, is a lot of people will hear and they will see a resume or an application. They will say, must be self-motivated. Tick, for sure. Most people have the ability to go to the washroom when they need to. That you're self-motivated to achieve your objective or an objective that's mutually acceptable in the environment. Most people do not want you to drop your drawers and do your business in the middle of the room. So you're self-motivated. However, your self-motivation may not be the motivation that they are seeking. And so how much independence? So it's not about self-motivation that's a bigger factor. It's how much can you be directed by you? So therefore, how much can you fill in the blanks and how much can you go out there and work without supervision? Two very different things. I wish this was on video because the two of them, their eyes just lit up. I'm looking at both of them and their eyes just lit up and it's like, wow, yes. Because what happens is people sit there and they go, well, yeah, I'm self-motivated. I don't need supervision. I know what's going on. But do you need enough supervision to ensure that you stay on task and to motivate through? And again, some really interesting things, that we'll get talking about in management styles. But one of the important things to understand is, who are we? And when we understand that, right, because people will say, well, Rick, and I've said this before, people are going to say, oh, Rick, you got a temper, you got this, you got that. And somebody said to me earlier today, we were talking about somebody else that we mutually know, not another client, but just somebody we mutually know. And the person's like, that person, really, really, makes me nervous. They really make me, self-aware. And it's like, well, why? And it's like, well, because they're no nonsense. And they're just like, no, you don't need that. No, you don't need this. Because what they do is they just process through really quickly and they go, I'm not going to be a puppet to anybody. Okay, so again, is that a team player? Maybe. Depends which way you want to look at it. And so the person that I was talking to said, that person that we mutually know, because they will not automatically do what everybody else says, person says they're not a team player. I actually had a completely different take because what I saw and what I see is the person taking a bigger picture look of what needs to be done instead of bowing to the needs of every single person. So the needs of the many, Star Trek, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the one. And so therefore, in that case, I was like, no, hats off. So what are we going to wind out here? So what are the two of you, do you guys have anything that you want to wrap this up with?
That it's okay not to be a self-motivator, to be self-starter.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, there's nothing wrong with being who y'all are.
You just have to realize and choose a career path and the path that suits that.
And an employer.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And understand that, when people say stuff, they mean it. And it's either going to work for you or it's not. Okay. So that's Rebecca. Now, young lady, reintroduce yourself.
Hi, Sabrina again.
All right. And Sabrina, What is it? Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Sabrina. Okay. So first of all, what do you think about being on a podcast?
Oh, I love it.
Do you?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. All right. So first of all, so we have that she loves being on a podcast. That's number one. And number two, what is your aha moment in this?
My aha moment was realizing that I'm not a self-motivator. All my life, I thought I was. All my life, I have been, like, let's say if I want to do something, I've made sure it's in the right environment. For example, if I have to read, make sure it's quiet. Only then I can read. No, it's not like that.
No.
No.
No, because if you're interested, you will read it.
Yes. Yes. So, like we talked about today earlier, is are you really interested in that?
Mm.
Something that would motivate me would be something that I would really want. I would be really interested in. Again, I would need some directions.
Okay. So one of the ways we got about this earlier, folks. And I know this podcast going a little bit late. Rebecca's looking at me like, what are you doing? Come on, wrap this thing up, buddy. We got to get on. I got a lot of editing to do. But one of the ways we came about this is because permanent residency, who had to do all the work for that?
Me, myself.
And so Sabrina stood up, stepped up,
yeah,
stuck her hand up, did everything noted to do that. Yonda School has a great education, going looking for that job, not quite the same degree of motivation.
Yes.
And so, you know, looking at the career path that she's in, that, you know, she's doing all right in. However, where can I find true happiness?
Absolutely.
All right. So this was a bit of a test run for Sabrina, for her to get a bit of an understanding of the podcast. Miss Rebecca, again, my apologies for the 27 million starts, because you know what? It is what it is. And with that said, Brooks and Dunn, folks, you know what? Cowgirls don't cry. When you know who you are, folks, you can do anything. When you're lying to yourself, you are euchred every single day, without anybody else playing a card. Daddy gave her her first poem. It taught her to ride. She climbed high in that saddle. Well, I don't know how many times he taught her a lesson that she learned. Maybe a little too well. Cowgirls don't cry. You know, I had listened to this song with my daughter many times when she was learning to ride, and I don't know how many times she'd go over a jump and she'd go left and the horse would go right, or she'd go right and the horse would go straight, or she'd go straight and the horse would do something else. And cowgirls don't cry. You know what? Sometimes you learn that lesson too well, and sometimes you just get completely disconnected. So, but do me a favor, folks. Have an absolutely wonderful, wonderful day. And now the music's up, so I guess that means I truly have to wrap it up because, well, Rebecca's the boss, I guess. She's got the soundboard. Hey, folks, again, it's Rick Sherwood here from Black. You know what? I hope that laugh stays in there because, oh my God, I was just right on a roll and I tripped over my own tongue. So again, Black Sheep rebranded here, and we are proud to be who we are, standing up, learning to be the better version of ourselves, and encouraging you to do the exact same thing. And so again, for everybody here at Black Sheep, Rebecca, Sherry, myself, and everybody around us who makes this podcast possible. And as we continue to evolve this thing, and hopefully we're going to be moving this thing from the banks of the Avon to the banks of the Maitland. And so we will see what it is that comes of the next few months. But you know what? There's some exciting times ahead, I hope. And so again, everybody have yourselves a wonderful, wonderful week. Again, not a substitute for mental health. And Linda, I hope you listen right to the end, because I know that she always likes to fast forward right at the very end. But she always likes to hear her name. Y'all be good, folks. Chassu.